Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church. First of all, to all of the ladies here, happy Mother's Day. I know it's kind of a cold and gray and gloomy sort of day, but hopefully the love that your family shows you will warm you and all the rest of that, and you will have a bright day, even if we don't get to see the sun. All right, the other thing is, happy Easter. It is still the season of Easter. It's not a day, it's not a week, it's a week of weeks. And this is our sixth Sunday in the season of Easter. We're coming towards the tail end of it, but it is still one of those joy-filled moments where we get to celebrate the fact that Jesus is risen. I am so glad that you are all here today. I'm glad that you're joining with us on the live stream. I am so glad that we get to join our praise and thanksgiving with all the saints of God this day. We have Sunday school bags on the back pew. So if there are children here, if you have children that are going to be coming to visit today, if you know random children in your neighborhood and you want to make sure that they have a chance today to see that God loves them, from the story and the craft and all of the wonderful things, we have Sunday school bags. Next Sunday, we celebrate a baptism for young Wyatt Michael Trebue. It will be at the 10:30 service, but I'm asking for all of you to please pray for young Wyatt, for his parents, the sponsors, family, and us, his new congregation family. That's next Sunday at 10:30. We also have a date for my installation. It's one of those, it's about time kind of thing, but with COVID and vaccines and all kinds of things like that. Sunday, May 23rd, we're coming close. Sunday, May 23rd is the day of my installation. There will be but one service that day, inconveniently timed at 9:30 in the morning, so that you guys will have to come an hour late, the 10:30 folks will have to come an hour early, the Saturday folks will have to come a whole day late. But we're doing that so that as a congregational family, we can all celebrate the joy of this moment. After we do the installation, we're going to be doing light refreshments out on the lawn, and I hope that you can all join us. So mark your calendars, May 23rd, 9:30 a.m. Also, for that installation, Becky is putting together a group of St. John's singers. They will sing one anthem at the service, and they will be practicing today after the 10:30 service. The next two Wednesdays, the 12th and 19th of May at 7 o'clock in the evening, and finally on the 22nd of May. And if you would like, you are welcome to join. If you can't make all of the rehearsals, make the ones that you can. We're hoping for a joy-filled service, and this will be part of it. There are lots of other announcements in your bulletin, and I hope you read through it, but we've gathered this morning to continue to celebrate the resurrection. We've gathered this morning to celebrate Mother's Day and the mothers and the mother's love that we have felt throughout the years. So let us rise so that we might begin our worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Our gathering song is One Way, and we sing together.
Times that you I see was the first time.
us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who love you joys beyond understanding. Pour into our hearts such love for you, that loving you above all things, we may obtain your promises which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
First lesson is from Acts chapter 10, verses 44 through 48. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on even the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and exalting God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey His commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth, the word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. And Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you, so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." The Gospel of our Lord. Jesus is risen. And may the true joy of that risen Christ fill us all this day and always. Amen. Growing up, I went to the Lutheran day school that was run by my church. It was Gethsemane Lutheran Church and School. And so I went to that school from kindergarten all the way through ninth grade. And every week, 2 to 3 times a week sometimes, we would have music class, which was usually singing. And so we sang hymns from the hymnal. We sang Gilbert and Sullivan show tunes. We sang folk songs. We sang lots and lots and lots of stuff. But we would also sing all the little Christian ditties that sort of run through every time, and you all hear them and you all know them. And there was even some days when our teacher would let us choose the songs that we got to sing. On any of those days, someone in my class was bound to choose, "I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart." Maybe you know that song? There's some nods and some more eye rolls. Oh man, that one again. But it was a great song because through the years they would add things to it. You know, first grade, second grade, it was joy and love and peace, and it was all just the single words, and we all loved the song. About third grade, we got a little more sophisticated, and it was all of a sudden, "I've got the love of Jesus down in my heart," or "the peace that passes understanding." Ooh, we were getting sophisticated then. Then about fourth, fifth grade, they added a bridge, and it's the greatest, grandest feat. Great thing. And then by the fifth and sixth grade, oh, we were top notch when we could do, "I've got the wonderful love of my blessed Redeemer way down in the depths of my heart." Yeah, that was great. And we loved that song because A, it was peppy and it was joyful. not to put too fine a point on it. And in today's gospel story, Jesus is commanding love, but he is encouraging that joy, 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 joy down in our hearts. Jesus is playing with our memory so that we can truly discover the power of the truth that Jesus is risen. Today, Jesus is folding our lives after the resurrection into his death and resurrection. Like last week, we are called to abide in him. That is to draw our strength, to find vitality for our faith in that connection to Jesus, our risen Savior. Jesus then explains that this abiding in him, he explains that our loving as he loved us are all for the sake of our joy, our complete joy. And you see, it all begins with Jesus' command to love one another as I have loved you. Too often, commands are seen as burdens, something you gotta do or else. But in the love of Jesus, this command to love is not a burden, but rather a guiding light. This command to love is that to which we strive daily. To love as Jesus loves guides our lives as we look at the needs of those around us. And sometimes we can do just that. We can truly love as Jesus loves, freely and unconditionally, constantly, compassionately, sacrificially, willingly. And other times we can't come close to that. But we can still try to love. Whether that is loving our neighbors as we love ourselves or even loving our enemies as much as we can tolerate. The call to love is what guides us, and it guides us to joy. Now we need to understand what it is that I mean when I say joy. Most dictionaries define joy as a feeling of well-being at success, or a feeling of happiness, felicity, or delight. Now, biblically, joy is related to praise and thanksgiving in worship, as well as to that quiet confidence of the individual in God. Joy can also accompany the proclamation of God's saving power. But for me, to really truly understand joy is not to conflate it with happiness alone, or at least not always. Now, it's true that there are happy times when we overflow with joy. But there is also times of grief where joy is still present. For me, joy is that which resists despair. Joy stands up against the trials and temptations, the sorrow and the suffering in life with a connection to God and to God's love. This is the joy, 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 joy down in our hearts. Or at least I think that's what we should strive for. Now we all know some of the joys that come with living. Graduations and weddings, the birth of children and all those subsequent birthday celebrations. Finding a job, getting a promotion, finally retiring. Oh, the girl finally talked to me. The boy finally noticed me. All of those things are sources of joy. But when my mother died, or when my father died, there was still joy in my life. Not joy for the loss, which still stings some days, but joy for the promise of God that is now theirs fully. In our lives, joy comes as a gift from God into both happy and sad time, into times of exuberance as well as times of suffering. Jesus comes to us through both law and gospel because joy at its heart is about our relationship with God. This is why it begins with our abiding. Jesus came and he lived so that we could connect to his life and to the love of God. He suffered and died to show us the breadth and the depth of God's love for us all. And then he calls us to abide in him so that he can abide in us. He calls us to love as he loved us. He does all of this so that we can have the joy of God down in our hearts and flowing through our lives. We abide in Christ so that we might bear fruit. And the joy of God is both fruitful and generative. When we have the joy which resists despair, we have a strength that we get to bring to people around us who are despondent and who are suffering. When we have a joy that comes from our relationship with God, we have a happiness that can become infectious, an enthusiasm that is palpable, a positivity that shows itself to everyone who sees us. This joy from God is creative in how it trickles from us to others. And this experience of joy begets more joy in our abiding, in this loving as Jesus loves, in this living a joy that comes from God, we conquer. See, that's what 1 John reminds us of today. These commands from Jesus are not burdens, but guides. They connect us to God. And John says, whatever is born of God conquers the world. Now, this isn't conquering like Tiglath-Pileser III or Alexander the Great or Attila the Hun or Napoleon or Hitler. This is conquering the world more like Vasil Hashimshuk. Now, Vasil is not famous in any way whatsoever. In fact, he truly is a forgotten man, except for the fact that I know and sometimes share some of his story. I never met Vasil, but I was one of three people who stood beside his graveside on a cold, snowy day in the pauper section of the cemetery. Beside me were a representative of the funeral home and his county-appointed financial guardian. Vasil was born in Poland in the 1920s. He was a big boy, but slow-witted. I don't know if he had Down syndrome or maybe he was on the autism spectrum. I don't know what his condition was. But his slow-wittedness was seen by the invading Germans as a liability, as a sentence of death. And so Vasil was sent to the concentration camps immediately after the invasion of Poland. Now, as bad as things got in Polish concentration camps, Vasil survived the entire war, but just barely. Since all of his Polish family died or was killed in the war, family was found in the United States. And Vasil was sent to relatives in the Chicago area, and we should have just been able to rejoice at that conclusion. But his American family treated Vasil worse than the Nazis did. He was regularly beaten. He was locked into a small closet kind of room when he wasn't forced to work long hours in the family meatpacking plant. Eventually, Vasil was saved and rescued from that torment, and he was made a ward of the state. He was moved to southern Wisconsin, and it was there that he lived out his days. His guardian, Paul, and I chatted after his graveside service, and that's where I heard the story. But Paul also told me that Vasil was always ready to smile, and that his smile would light a room. In fact, it would light an entire building. You see, if anyone had reason to despair, if anyone had reason to resent what the world had done to them, it was Vasil. And yet Paul told me that when you walked into a room and he recognized you, the smile and the greeting that he gave exuded joy and it made you feel special to just be there. This was how Vasil conquered the world, with a smile and a "Hi, Paul," with looking around and paying attention to the people around him. As a baptized child of God, Vasil knew God's love. He abided in that love, and he discovered in the presence of God complete joy. Now, his joy wasn't grounded in success or delight, in felicity or happiness. His joy was grounded in God's love for him. It was grounded in abiding in Christ Jesus and not in the world's cruelty. It was grounded in his sharing that same joy that God gave him completely. Vasil conquered the world as he could, and that is what we are called to. You see, joy is one of those fruits of the Spirit that we are called to bear for the sake of one another. In fact, it's second on the list. If you remember, it's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are those fruits, and all of them are gifts from God's great love for us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Like Vasil, we are called to share those gifts. We are called to bear that fruit. We are called to conquer the world one person at a time with complete joy, with an answer to despair, and with a love that can come only from God. The joy down in our hearts moves beyond itself, and the experience of that joy begets more joy. So then let's live our joy, abiding in Christ and abiding in the love of God he brings, so that we might truly bear fruit for the world. Amen. Jesus is risen. And so now, in celebration of our baptisms, in celebration of the resurrection, let us confess together our faith using the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. Please rise. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Alive in the risen Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, we bring our prayers before God who promises to hear us and answer in steadfast love. Loving God, you call us to be your fruit-bearing church. Strengthen the bonds among all Christian churches. Lord, in your mercy, amen. Creating God, the earth praises you. The seas roar and the hills sing for joy. Fill the earth with your love so that by their song, all creatures of land and sea and sky, burrowing and soaring, may call us to join with them in praise. Lord, in your mercy, amen. Faithful Savior, you conquer the world not with weapons, but with undying love. Plant your word in the hearts of the nation's leaders and give them your spirit so that the peoples of the world may live in peace. Lord, in your mercy, amen. Caring Healer, you forget no one and accompany the lonely. Be present with all those who are sick or suffering. Provide for those needing homes or medical care, and point us towards life-changing responses to these needs in our own communities. Be with the dying. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Gracious God, as a mother comforts her child, you comfort us. Bless mothers and mothering people in our lives. Comfort those who miss their mothers, mothers who grieve, those who grieve because they cannot be mothers, and those who have never known a loving mother. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Loving God, you call upon us to love one another as you have loved us. Help us to recognize all the ways that we can show your love in our steadfast advocacy, even in hard times, to love and to protect the most vulnerable. May we feel your comfort and through our actions share the joy of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Gentle Redeemer, all who die in you abide in your presence forever. We remember with thanksgiving those who shared your love throughout their lives. Keep us united with them in your lasting love. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. In the hope of new life in Christ, we raise our prayers to you, trusting in your never-ending goodness and mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And even though it's a little dark and cloudy, may the light shine on this Mother's Day as we go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.